a strong signal that we have not seen in 20 years just flashed in the stock and crypto markets, and it's predicting what's about to happen.
Between the tariffs, trade wars, and macro headwinds, uncertainty breeds opportunity. And in this episode, we're going to tell you exactly how to take advantage of it.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is presented by BlockBet.
BlockBet offers the best combination of crypto gambling and sports betting, significant bonuses, and has global media branding awareness via their official partnership with the UFC.
Here's how to join BlockBet while receiving the maximum bonus and rewards.
Using our exclusive Beanstalk promo code, you can sign up now and receive a 200% deposit match bonus of up to $5,000 and 50 free spins on Gates of Olympus.
And if you deposit 50 block or more, you will receive 50 additional free spins on Sweet Bonanza.
We've been making a ton of money using BlockBet, and now you can too.
All views expressed by speakers on the Bean Pod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Bean Pod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
We just saw a crazy signal flash in the stock and crypto markets that we have not seen for over 20 years. And we're going to analyze this and tell you exactly what it means and where the markets are headed next.
Uncertainty breeds opportunity. Buy when there's fear, sell when there's greed. What are we seeing right now? We are seeing a ton of fear in the market. The stock market is sitting at an extreme fear level, like not a little ticker thing that goes from 0 to 99. Mm-hmm. It's sitting at like a 3 or 4 right now. That is insane. When you look at the Bitcoin and crypto and fear and greed index, it's sitting in like the teens. So when there's fear, blood in the streets, there could be an excellent opportunity to capitalize on this. And all we need is this one thing to happen. And when it does, the markets could absolutely rip.
Mm-hmm. So what did we see over the last week? There was mass fear and panic after the Trump administration unveiled their global sweeping tariff plan with crazy tariffs, 50, 100, 150% for almost every country in the world. Now, the bond market, the stock market, things were going very, very poorly. And the president and his administration, they blinked. They had to kind of roll back the tariffs because they didn't want to just cause a mass meltdown. I mean, the stock market crashed more than it did during the COVID crash there within a couple of days. And the bond market was showing some very, very alarming signals, which we'll get into later in the episode. But what they had to do last week was basically roll back the tariffs, say we're going to do a 90-day pause on the tariffs for every country except for China, with the hopes that they're going to negotiate trade deals with countries like Canada, Mexico, UK, whatever, all during this time. But with China, they doubled down on the tariffs and they went from 50 to 120 to like 140%. So this is where the uncertainty still lies. And we're going to tell you what this means for the stock market, the signals that have flashed, and what we can expect moving forward.
Yeah, the tariffs are a scary thing because what are we seeing right now? We're seeing inflation come down. It came in at 2.4% versus the estimated 2.5%. Some people say, according to Trueflation, it's actually much lower. And this can be quite concerning because when you look at oil prices, it's also coming down. So oil prices are sitting at time of recording somewhere around $60 a barrel. And when you have oil crashing, gold rising, and inflation dropping like a rock, it kind of signals that we're entering a recession or a deflationary period. Mm-hmm. And that can be quite concerning. The expectations is that if the tariffs stick in place, their inflation is going to then rise as well, which is going to further enhance economic slowdown. So if they don't come to a trade deal, then we could see inflation start to rise along with everything else that we're currently seeing. Mm-hmm. But when you listen to like Scott Bessent and Trump and Elon and all these other individuals who are trying to provide the economic backbone for what the US is trying to do, it seems as though they're hoping or anticipating that all the countries will drop their tariffs. They won't retaliate. Mm-hmm. So it's like, look, instead of us both charging 112% to each other, why don't we just charge zero and make a free trade? Mm-hmm. If that occurs, then, you know, the market could actually do extremely, extremely well because it's going to eliminate so much uncertainty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the market hates uncertainty. And that's why we saw what we did last week, because there are just continued to be mixed signals in the market. So what did we see on the positive side? Once Trump announced that the 90-day tariff pause was on, the stock market went up nearly 10% in one day.
That's wild.
Never seen anything like it. You know, we weren't really hardcore investors in 2008 during the GFC. So to see companies like Apple go up 15%, Tesla up 25%.
Trading like crypto.
Exactly. The NASDAQ went up about 13% in one day.
Best day since 2008.
Best day since 2008, right? So that is, to me, that is a signal that institutional money, the trillions and trillions of dollars that are flowing in and out of the stock market every day, they know this is very much a self-inflicted crisis. And they are ready to pour their money back in. Like the fact that we saw that much money come into the stock market based on just a 90-day pause says, look, okay, things may not be as bad as they seem on the surface. There are plenty of people that are still looking for that moment to go risk on, right? But then we saw a signal, which is maybe towards the negative side, where when we did see CPI, the inflation reading, come in negative, typically what we'll see from the bond market when we see inflation cooling and an economy recovering is bonds will rally. But with CPI coming in low, which means inflation is cooling, which is on the surface what everyone wants, but bonds selling off continually, this is a sign of deeper rooted, you know, trouble in the economy, whether it be continued uncertainty over this China trade war, or whether it be all these other recessionary signals that are flashing. So this lies the deep uncertainty, and we saw a massive rip for the stock market, 12%, and then the next day after that, it was about a 5% decline. But that's an important signal, right? Because that doesn't happen very often.
No, and it's like to that point, I think we are going to continue to see this chop until we do get that agreement. Look, China, U.S., we're going to be able to make a free trade agreement here, and you know, then the more money can actually come pouring in. But because there is not a deal in place yet, I think investors are so inclined to pull their money out right away. Mm-hmm. It's like, look, I got some gains. There's still too much uncertainty. I'm going to come back out.
Yep.
So you can expect to see, I think, continued chop for the next little while. But there is a stat that I found online that was quite interesting. So only 23 times in history has the S&P seen a 5% dong like that, like it just did. Mm-hmm. We saw a 10% dong, which is crazy. 23 times ever. So it then sees this 5% sell-off, which is to be anticipated.
For sure.
So the following week, after you typically see this 5%, that's only ever happened 23 times, we see a negative week following thereafter. But 91% of the time, a year later, the market is 27% higher than it was at that time. Mm-hmm. So 91%. I mean, if you're going off of data and 23, you know, outcomes, that's a pretty high percentage that we are a lot higher a year from now.
Yep. Yeah, no, I like that. And that's the signal that we're looking at because, look, by the time that the positive news starts coming out, the market will recover so fast. You can't time the market. We always say time in the market. You cannot time the bottom. When things have collapsed like they clearly have now, this is a good time to, you know, this is not financial advice, of course, but panic selling at the bottom. Are we closer to the bottom than the top? Probably. So panic selling now is probably a bad idea because as we just saw last week, when the positive news does come in, such as a tariff pause or a trade deal with China, the market will recover very quick and you will be FOMOing in on green candles, right? You want to react before the market does and just keep a long-term investment thesis in mind. I see a variety of outcomes from where we're at right now. One, Trump knows that, okay, the whole world's here. Everyone does rely on America for trade. They're the world's largest consumer. Their 400-odd million people are buying goods from every other country, and that's why they do have a position of power. They produce a lot of things in America that countries need. So they are, even though they're a massive trade deficit, they still do have a position of power. And when it comes to aligning themselves with a superpower, because at the end of the day, like you've mentioned before, this is all about China. This trade war is about China because U.S. sees China as the only threat to their superpower status. Now, who do you think countries like U.K. or any of the countries in Europe or Asia, like a lot of these countries, I feel like, especially Europe, will rather side with America than China in terms of who is the next superpower or will America continue to be the superpower? So one scenario here is that I see that a trade deal has worked out with all these, you know, Western economies, the EU, South America, blah, 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 and they are still kind of aligning themselves against China because would you rather China be in control of the world or would you rather America? It's like the lesser of two evils, right?
Yeah.
So I see in one scenario that they align against China and China is forced to come to the table and negotiate a trade deal. Now, is this going to happen overnight in the next month? Probably not. China can probably hold out. So this means that until we do see a trade deal reach with China, the chop that you mentioned will probably remain. But any signs of a trade deal with China, and I think the market absolutely rips, and I can see a sustained uptrend after that fact. But you can't time that. You can't predict it. It could happen next week.
It could happen tomorrow.
It could happen in 6 months.
Yeah.
You can't time it. So position yourself before that happens. Now, the other scenario I see, and this is, I think, is less likely, is that, okay, he said 90-day pause. Now, that means that, in theory, in 90 days, we're just back to where we were a week or two ago, where he's trying to tariff USA, Canada, Mexico, EU, everyone, without reaching any trade deals. I don't see that as likely. I see that there are going to be deals reached in this 90-day area, and that I do think this is really all about China. So I think, unfortunately, the fate of the market is within the USA-China trade deal here.
I do have a theory. Maybe we can touch on it in this episode. But about why Trump is actually doing what he's doing. I think it comes down to actual energy and power. Mm-hmm. But I do see this as a very bullish thing for Bitcoin long term. Stocks, like, so one of the big things against Bitcoin is that it's too volatile. Well, look at what you're seeing in the stock market right now. You're seeing bank stocks plunge 90%. You're seeing IPOs, you know, they're trading at 90%, they're down 99%. Mm-hmm. They're swing, like Tesla was up 22% the other day.
It's crazy.
So tell me what's too volatile. And those are stocks where the CEO can issue more shares at any moment. You know, they are based in the US and maybe now Trump, maybe if he goes too far, he's damaging the, you know, the reputation that the US has. And you can't really trust kind of what he's going to say. Mm-hmm. So why would you not maybe look to Bitcoin? You know, there's such a small amount available. You know, it's not like gold where, you know, China's discovering more. It's heavy. You got to trying to transport. It's impossible. So I think in the long run, this is going to be very, very bullish for Bitcoin.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think that, to be honest, the fact that this has all happened and Bitcoin is still trading at 80K.
Yeah, crazy.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty crazy.
So there are still positive signs. Like, we do know this administration is making inroads in crypto. Regulation is coming. So crypto side specifically, I think, obviously, it needs the market to play along. The stock market has to be in a steady or stable or uptrend for crypto to do well. But there are underlying factors that remain bullish for crypto. But I think the long-term thesis for us remains. Like, even in our market prediction episode that we did, I don't know, a year or more ago, we said, look, we think that this bull market will top in Q4 2025, that Bitcoin is going to top out somewhere in the 130, 140, 150 range in, or maybe more, in Q4 2025, and I'm sticking with that. I still think that, you know, last summer, pretty quiet. Summer's pretty quiet in the markets. I think this summer could still be pretty quiet in the markets, but I think if there is some sort of trade deal reached between USA and China, that I think we see the market rebound in a big way. We have conflicting signals, one, with inflation coming down, but the bond selling off, that just signals greater uncertainty, deeper lying issues in the economy, which you can't ignore. But then when you see the market rally so fast, there are trillions of dollars on the sideline ready to inject into the market at a moment's notice of any good news from Trump and the trade war. So unfortunately, we are at the whim of unstable individuals, but you can't time the market. So time in the market is better than timing the market. And that's why I hold my long-term thesis. I'm not panic selling what I think is close to a bottom here. And you just have to remain patient.
I think there's also like, there's potentially the tax rate, the tax cuts, you know, announcement that could put a lot of money back into the average individual's pockets. That could be big. There was also something that came out around this 1935 Supreme Court ruling about the president's powers and how they can take over the Federal Reserve. Maybe Trump and Scott Bessent take over the Federal Reserve because they want to get rid of Jerome Powell. That was just listed today. It got caught up in some of these headlines. At the end of the day, I think like Trump needs to come to his senses. I'm not sure if maybe he's surrounding himself with the wrong people. But think about if the stock market looks like this in the next year and a half, 2 years, you know, the midterm elections.
They're done.
And they lose all these seats. Like, I think you need to factor in this type of stuff as well.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to get the same type of liquidity injection that we've seen in the past, because obviously that leads to inflation, all these other things. So I'm not sure if we're going to see the same type of money printing that we got in like 2020, where they injected COVID, $5 trillion, because, you know, that's kind of what they've been talking about. It's like they're trying to reduce, you know, this whole inflated bubble that they're dealing with, and the government debt and all these other things. So it seems like he's picked a fight with everybody. He's picked a fight with the Fed. He's picked a fight with other countries and a trade war. You know, he's trying to do it all at once. But maybe the phoenix rises from the ashes here, and everything that they've actually planned comes to fruition.
Yeah, look, I think what you mentioned there with the midterms is a great point, because if they continue this shit show for another year, then they get completely cleaned out of the midterms. The last 2 years of their term, it can't do anything, right? So I think what you're going to see here is, you know, we're 3 to 4 months into Trump's term here. I think another few months of chop. And I think that these trade deals and the tariff wars will eventually become complete. They will be a thing of the past, and there will be a new uptrend born. But I just think that these are the times where you need to take advantage, like you said at the very start of the episode. Times of uncertainty breed opportunity. So you're going to panic and run away from the market when there is opportunity, or you're going to remain in the market, remain strong, keep doing the research, finding good projects, whether you're in crypto or stocks. Take advantage of these opportunities. They don't come around very often.
Yeah.
Because the market does rebound. Look at the long term. The market will go up eventually. Take these times to buy assets at lower prices. That's what we're doing. Don't panic sell the bottom.
Yeah, and like that's why it's important to tune to this show, because we're going to keep our eyes on, you know, like, for example, the BitTensor subnets. You know, that ecosystem right now is absolutely exploding.
Yep.
You know, we're up 300-400% in a lot of those plays there while the market's bleeding out.
That's right.
So we're going to be keeping our eyes on, you know, really good plays and, you know, in our opinion, safer places, kind of be looking to kind of spread our wealth around and take advantage of what's occurring. So my thesis, I might as well just throw it out there in case, if this comes to fruition, I can be like, I fucking nailed it.
Yeah, right.
I think this whole thing is about energy dominance. And the reason I think that is because recently, back in January, I think it was, Trump came out and said that the U.S. needs to double its energy production in order to keep up with the artificial intelligence demands, because as we know, it takes up a lot of power. What are they saying? They want the U.S. to be the leader in AI. And they're not going to be able to do it with the current energy supply that they currently have.
Right.
So just when I was watching that, when Zelensky came into the White House and the way that whole thing went down, Trump's body language and energy really changed when Zelensky started to back off a little bit. And it seemed as though Trump's, where he was focusing all his energy and time in that conversation, was around the rare earth minerals. He said that multiple times throughout that. And when Zelensky kind of backed off, Trump snapped. And I found that really interesting. So what I see now is that, I looked into China and how they produce and what they're offering. And China actually controls over 80% of the world's energy. So they provide the solar panels, EV battery production, rare earth minerals. So I think that when they introduce these tariffs, they're really trying to just gain back some control over this whole energy thing. And I see now Senator Loomis starting to tweet on X about how the U.S.'s ability to generate clean coal energy. She said that the U.S. is going to be the leader in energy. And I see the U.S. pursuing Africa for rare earth minerals now. I think a lot of this stuff, it has to do with not just hard goods and all this other shitty stuff that China supplies us, like shoes and all that. I don't think that has anything to do with this. I think it has everything to do with controlling the energy dominance for AI production.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting theory. I mean, the writing is on the wall. AI is the next thing that is going to take over the world like the internet did, and possibly even more in ways that we can't really even comprehend. That's how important AI is going to be. So if the White House does have smart people and forward-looking people, then if America wants to remain the superpower, they have to become the authority in AI. And what is AI? It's powered by an insane amount of energy. So if they're looking, you know, like everyone always says, they're playing 4D chess here, right?
Yeah.
They're trying to gain control of energy back from China, from the rest of the world, to power AI and continue to that stranglehold on the world. It's possible.
So thinking those tariffs down and maybe become like a neutral agreement, they're going to be able to get all those resources for a lot cheaper from China than they are currently. Yep. So I think that's what the play is all about here.
Yeah. Let's just hope for everyone's sake that it doesn't take multi years.
That's the only thing.
To get this deal done. But look, again, I think this is just, it's a Times of uncertainty breed opportunity. We are taking the opportunity to stack our bags with lower prices here because when the market does recover, when the good news comes out and you're on the sidelines, it's too late. You're going to be FOMOing into green candles. You can't time the market, time in the market, and we're always going to keep you updated on what's to come.
Yeah, hey, make sure you guys tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.